Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Guys, I heard that YouTube's dislike and not interested buttons don't actually stop the platform from showing you similar content. Yeah, they're basically the elevator door close buttons of the internet.
A man in Kentucky recently set a Guinness World Record after driving a mile in reverse in just over 75 seconds. He then smartly refused the breathalyzer.
Hey, guys, I read that American Airlines just announced hackers accessed the personal information of some of their customers. But you can look at it this way. When they use your credit card, you still get miles.
Oh.
According to a new survey, 3% of Americans said that they have waited in a line for over 8 hours. Well, we're still not opening a second register, said CVS.
Well, Emily Ratajkowski may have appeared in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video, but as far as she's concerned, the line is very clear in the Adam Levine, Sumner Stroh situation. And she says Adam is the one who crossed it. Yeah, I was reading some of the quotes, and she said, you know, I don't understand why we continue to blame women for men's mistakes, especially when you're talking about 20-something-year-old women dealing with men in positions of power who are twice their age.
Sexy men. Like Adam Levine. Yeah, you throw that into the mix. I mean, it's
Which
one thing
adds
when
adds to their power.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's one thing when it's Harvey Weinstein, right? And it's another thing when it's Adam Levine.
Different kind of power.
Yep.
The power dynamic, she goes on to say, the power dynamic is so skewed, it's ridiculous. Like, it's predatory. It's manipulative. She said, if you're the one in the relationship, you're the one who's obligated to be loyal. So the whole other woman there to blame critique, that's just bad, and it's literally designed to keep women apart. She sparked controversy, I think, because, well, I wouldn't say she was the center of controversy because of a big photo leak involving nude pictures of her.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was, I think, October 2014. But she also has defended her position on celebrating her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, freedom of sexual expression while still being a feminist.
Sure, sure. I mean, I agree with everything that she said in regards to Adam Levine, and the woman is also not 100% innocent in this. I mean, she has to have some responsibility in engaging in the conversation. I mean, I understand the power differential and all of that business. And, you know, still, tempting as it may, I mean, tempting as I'm sure it was when you're being flirted with by the likes of Adam Levine.
When you can't,
you still got to say,
let Adam off the hook.
Yeah, right. Oh, 100%.
Like, I feel like a lot of people sort of let Johnny Depp off the hook because
with
they didn't
the
like
Amber stuff.
Heard when they both shared responsibility in that mess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And what a mess that was. Mm-hmm. And the movie is coming.
The Johnny
so
Depp
that'll
Amber
be
Heard
interesting.
Movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That'll be
I did look it up, though, watch. Too, Jeff, because you asked in the Facebook Live video if Emily Ratajkowski had anything with the Robin Thicke Blurred Lines, and that
right.
did happen. So she went on the record in her book and said that he cupped her bare breast from behind.
That was it.
And that was kind of what another thing that she was known for that she brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying he was super inappropriate, crossed the line, and all that.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
All right. So Taylor Swift was named Songwriter Artist of the Decade at the Nashville Songwriter Awards this week. And this is kind of fun. She revealed that she groups her lyrics into three distinct categories. They are quill lyrics, fountain pen lyrics, and glitter gel pen lyrics.
I'd love to see her write with a quill. I don't think, are there any photos of her writing with a quill?
Well, she doesn't. she doesn't actually write with it anymore because she broke She had one, but she broke it once when she was mad. But she did. She came up with the categories based on what writing tools she imagines having in her hand when she scribbled it down. And this is how she describes categories. Quill lyrics. If the words and phrases are antiquated, if I was inspired to write it after reading Charlotte Bronte or after watching a movie where everyone is wearing poet shirts and corsets. Example, Ivy. Fountain pen lyrics, a modern storyline or references with a poetic twist, taking a common phrase and flipping its meaning. The songs I categorize in this style sound like confessions scribbled and sealed in an envelope, but too brutally honest to ever send. Example, All Too Well. And then glitter gel pen lyrics, frivolous, carefree, bouncy, syncopated perfectly to the beat.
Glitter. Shake it off.
That's the example that she gave. It is. Glitter gel pen lyrics are the drunk girl at the party who tells you what you look that you look like an angel in the bathroom. It's what we need every once in a while in these fraught times in which we live.
You know, my favorite is when other people recite Taylor Swift's lyrics.
Yeah.
Like Sam Elliott. You know who Sam Elliott is.
Sure. Old guy, actor, yeah. Very at one time, and some would still argue, quite sexy.
Super deep voice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe. And rub it in so deep, salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times, you and I. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look at what you've done. Because, baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Send that to Patty.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard Patrick Stewart.
Oh, my.
Recite Blank Space.
Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn, rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my God, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause, darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
That's pretty good.
That is.
Want to hear a little of Sharon Osbourne?
Why not?
Dear John, I see it all now that you've gone. Don't you think I was too young to be messed with? The girl in the dress cried the whole way home. I should have known. It was wrong. Don't you think 19's too young to be played with? By your dark, twisted games. Ooh. When I loved you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
She did great.
Oh.
That was very dramatic.
TV meteorologists were even getting in on the act.
Hey, Swifties. A big concert tonight at Nationals Park here. Taylor Swift in town. And I know what you're thinking. Mike, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, Mr. Weatherman. Well, hey, guess what? I got some good news. It might make you fearless. Come the concert later on this evening. Stadium itself may be getting a little bit of light rain this morning, but hey, the good news, this rain keeps cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. The question then becomes, hey, are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear? Well, I can't promise you that, but I know what you're asking now. Hey, Mike, why you gotta be so mean? But then again, give me a little bit of time to explain here, and I'll let you know if it's gonna rain forever, or if the concert's going to go down in flames. It'll be a great night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. I don't foresee this event getting canceled, but in the event that it does rain, hey, haters, you can leave some hate down in the comment section below. But once you're done that, if it does rain, just shake all that rain off and go right back to dancing like you're 22. Enjoy the concert tonight.
That was
well,
wonderful.
He put some time into that.
He did. There was some effort involved, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Well, Katy Perry is weighing in about parenthood. Yeah. Well, listen. She could have been a full-time. I mean, she could have had a full-time nanny if she wanted to. But
how old is her kid now?
Two.
Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy.
Yeah. And Katy Perry went on the Smartless podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. And she was explaining why she thinks that as a parent, it's really important to participate.
I have a wonderful nanny, but I don't have a full-time nanny because I feel like if I had a full-time nanny, then I would never be able to know how to, like, care for my daughter.
Right.
Like I'm right. meant to. And so, therefore, any day I get off, I'm just, like, in mom mode. Like, yes, I'm doing mom mode today, and my sister tapped in to do some Play-Doh while we're having a little chat. We're, like, super blessed, and I'm so grateful, but I also, you know, like, want to participate.
Yeah, Katie also said that a two-year-old Daisy is starting to talk, and she said it just sucks when she says words that she didn't teach her.
Yeah, that she learned from the nanny.
Right.
Yeah, you get that. Adam Sandler sees the negative reviews of his movies all the time, but he doesn't get all worked up about them. He just remembers some advice that his dad gave him once at the beginning of his stand-up career. He said, when I bombed on stage or didn't get an audition, he said, Adam, you can't always be happy. People aren't always going to like you. You're going to fail. I said, but I just want to be happy, man. I don't want all that other crap. He said, you won't actually know you're happy if you don't feel that other stuff. It's pretty good advice.
Pretty good.
Reviews do sometimes sting, though, because he said, quote, I invite all these amazing people I care about to make movies with me, and I wish they didn't have to read crap about whatever we've made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he keeps getting hired, you know, for all the bad reviews, I mean.
He's made so many movies. How many movies has Adam Sandler made? Oh. And he had, what, the big deal with Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. Didn't he, like, promise 30 movies or something ridiculous?
Yeah, he still owes them movies, and he just keeps making crap and putting it up there just because he owes them all these movies.
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston keeps agreeing to make movies with him.
Sure, why not? She loves him. Yeah. Childhood friends. Well, he's had some solid successes. I mean, the golf movie was big.
Happy Gilmore.
Yes, Happy Gilmore. And then how about the one where he was the water boy? The water boy.
Water boy.
That was pretty big.
Big. What was the that one was about the big. Daddy? Was it Big Daddy?
What was the one where he peed his pants?
That was it. Yeah. Big Daddy.
When he went back to school.
Oh, that was Happy Gilmore?
No, that was the golf one.
But, oh, crap. It's leaving
When he
me.
Went back to school and he peed his pants?
Tommy Boy? That was a different one.
He wasn't in Tommy Boy.
No, it was killing me, though. It's right. I'm so close to it.
I have to pull up all of the Adam Sandler movies. I bet we can find three or four that were real solid.
Yeah, and Rob Schneider was probably in more Adam Sandler movies than any other star in Hollywood, I'm thinking.
He's got several guys that are in all of them, it seems like.
Well, Rob Schneider was working the drive-thru at a Phoenix Raising Cane's restaurant yesterday.
I'm here. I just happen to be wearing the Raising Cane's hat and shirt. No, Raising Cane's is my partner on Daddy Daughter Trip.
Daddy Daughter Trip is his new movie coming out next week in limited release, but I guess it was filmed in Phoenix. And so, yeah, he was hanging out at Raising Cane's working the drive-thru and giving customers free tickets to the premiere next week.
Real great supporters. I love Raising Cane's. Look at these guys. These are movies that I made when I had a lot more hair. Right now on eBay, you go and you sell it and get $8. Hey. You take care.
Bye. Oh, that's fun. That
I
is
looked it
fun.
Up. Billy Madison.
Yeah, I did.
Billy
too.
Madison.
I was waiting for you to tell it. Billy I knew Madison. It was somebody's name. I couldn't remember.
He was also in The Wedding Singer, and that was another sort of
I love
that. That was a great movie. 51st Day.
That's probably my favorite Adam Sandler movie with him and Drew Barrymore.
Oh, but The Wedding Singer. Yeah.
Longest Yard.
That's solid.
That's Longest Yard. That was
a remake.
Hey, we should mention Will Byers' house from Stranger Things. Just went up for sale in Fayetteville, Georgia, and it's going for $300,000 as is because it's a fixer-upper. You need to know. It's got three bedrooms, two bathrooms. It sits on over 6 acres. The realtor did warn there's an issue with fans trespassing because they all want to take photos of it.
Mm.
So now there's a driveway barricade and private property signs posted throughout.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure if just the inside was used for filming or just the outside, but in one of the listing photos, there's the hand-painted alphabet with Christmas lights from season one.
Okay.
And the realtor also listed the episodes the house is seen in. And, that's pretty cool. So if you're a big Stranger Things fan.
It could be all yours.
You want to own a piece of Stranger Things history and memorabilia, man. That's pretty huge.
How much?
Will Byers at $300,000 as is, but it is a fixer-upper.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever had a desire to live in Fayetteville, Georgia. And that is your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band on November 6th. But first, let's check the roads. We got Denise here now with your latest Q102 traffic.
My house has a new
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
So, Southwest Airlines gave everyone an ukulele on a flight.
I just saw this on the TV.
I had a ukulele when I was a kid. I learned to play a little bit. It's a fun little instrument.
Four strings.
Wow.
Well, they were handing them out for free on a Southwest Airlines flight from California to Hawaii last Friday.
Yeah.
And it was not a parting gift. They also provided a free lesson on the flight.
Oh, nice.
That's fun.
That is fun.
Where were they going to?
They were going to Hawaii.
Oh, well,
so it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a theme.
It was a promotion with Guitar Center involving a claim that anyone could learn the ukulele in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. In 20 minutes.
And instructors from Guitar Center were on board to teach the passengers how to play the song Hello, Aloha. How are you? And this is what it sounded like.
Now the teaser with first finger, our right finger on our left hand, and place that on our first string. Once again, that's the string closest to your feet. One, two, here we go. It's jump.
Nice.
It wasn't announced ahead of time. It was actually a surprise for the passengers. But Southwest says by the time they landed in Hawaii, they were pros.
They had it. Now, would you give up your nap on the plane to learn how to play the ukulele?
You know, I just might, actually.
Yeah.
You would? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, it's an opportunity to pick up a new skill. And you did say that guitar players are sexy.
That's true. Oh, there is something about it.
Does this apply to ukuleles?
Ukulele.
Especially when you call it a ukulele.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Is it ukulele?
No, it's not. I don't know why.
No, it's pronounced, it's actually pronounced, that's the correct pronunciation, is ukulele.
Yeah.
If you pronounce it ukulele, you ain't local, brudda.
Ukulele. Ukulele.
Yeah.
And you are not supposed to say Hawaii, you say Hawaii.
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 Yeah.
Mahalo.
That's right. 756, Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102.
Think about ukulele. The one guy on the plane, though, that hated the ukulele.
I know, right?
There's got to be one grumper on there.
Another beer, please.
Yeah.
Could somebody
please stab me with the ukulele?
By the way, I came across my recorder again yesterday. I got to bring that in.
Bring it in.
Yes,
I got to bring that in.
Do you want to bring back our band? What was the name of our band?
I don't remember.
Jeff and Jen. Was it kindergarten?
It was the morning show tribute band.
I don't know.
But
there was
a
game that we actually. No, we used to play a game on the air. We would play a song.
Oh, God.
Yes,
that's right. Jen had instruments.
I brought in all of these toy instruments, and people would have to guess the song we were playing.
We're due for some hot cross buns, Jeff. It's time.
All right. Well, I'll bring it. Maybe I should pass out a bunch on an airplane ride.
Oh, yeah, do that. Do that.
Hundreds of people playing the recorder all at once.
Video that, too.
All right, Denise Johnson is standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic. What do we
Thanks
have?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.